Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Minimalism Made Simple podcast. My name is Rebecca, and I'm the blogger over at minimalismmadesimple.com. I encourage you to head on over to that website to check out our free printables. I also recently just launched my ebook, which is called Why Minimalism? The Choice is Simple, and I'll leave a link for that in the description below. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and let's get started with today's episode. Hi, everyone. So in last week's episode, we were talking about simple ways that you can live a greener lifestyle. And I wanted to go ahead and talk about part two this week. So let's start with the importance of living a green lifestyle. Living a green lifestyle is important because it helps create a sustainable environment for current and future generations. Sustaining the world's natural resources does not happen overnight, but it is an individual choice that we all have to make. But besides benefiting the environment, going green also can improve your quality of life. Since living greener means conserving your resources and reducing waste, you can build habits of living with less, which means less clutter and less money wasted on things that you never use. So let's discover more ways this week on how you can begin living a greener lifestyle and really improving your quality of life. So let's start with our closets. So one way that you can go greener is to swap clothes or something called switching. So swapping clothes with friends, family, or neighbors is a great way to refresh your wardrobe without damaging the environment. You can also find local switching places where you can bring in your old clothes for credit towards quality items in the store. And this is what swishing is. Another way is to shop in person. So shopping in stores are more eco-friendly than shopping online because of the shipping impact of sending goods across the world. Plus, when shopping online, you may have to return items which further increases your carbon footprint. Now, this is an important one, which is to quit fast fashion. So speaking of fast fashion, if you want to go green, a huge place to start is to quit shopping at stores with lots of cheap products. So an example of fast fashion would be basically a store that changes their seasonal clothes very quickly and pretty much on a weekly basis. So stores that have constant sales and are always introducing new items likely fit under fast fashion. You can also delete your fast fashion apps, unfollow them on social, and unsubscribe from the emails constantly luring you to buy more and new products. A money saver is to learn how to sew. So mending your old clothes can significantly decrease your carbon footprint. If a button falls off or you have a small tear, it doesn't make the item unwearable as long as you know how to sew this certain thing back on or fix, you know, any holes in your clothes. And especially if it's an item that you like and that you want to keep for a long time, learning how to sew will really make your clothes last longer. Now, when it comes to the home, think about recycling in every room. So most of our recycling is done in the kitchen, likely because that's where you keep your recycling bin. But if you get a split waste bin for each room, especially the bathroom, you will find yourself recycling significantly more. You also may want to look into investing in sustainable brands to live a greener lifestyle. So put your money where your mouth is and invest in funds and brands that prioritize going green. This means look for investments labeled as SRI, socially responsible investment. These are brands that really take the time to contribute to the environment rather than providing more waste. Now, in last week's episode and this episode, these steps will help you to live green which can protect our world's natural resources for now and future generations. You can also save money and reduce your waste. Now, there may be an initial cost and time spent learning how to live greener, but in the long run, you can save much more money by consuming less and reusing more. So what are you waiting for? Start going green today. Thanks for catching up with me on this week's episode. And don't forget that you can head on over to my website at minimalismmadesimple.com to learn more about sustainable minimalism. And I have a lot of resources that will be able to help you with that. So if you want to go greener, go ahead and check some of those articles out. And don't forget that you can download my ebook, Why Minimalism? The Choice is Simple, to learn different steps about living a more minimalistic lifestyle today. I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye.